What we've learned is that the criminal investigation by the Department of Justice that really got into full swing earlier this year, looking at the possibility of a criminal conspiracy to avoid Donald Trump losing his position as president and to block the peaceful transfer of power, that investigation is now looking pretty seriously at the actions of Donald J. Trump and his role in that effort. We've learned that criminal investigators are looking at potential crimes of Team Trump to include seditious conspiracy to obstruct a government proceeding, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government, and other related charges as they try to piece together who did what in trying to block again the rightful election of Joe Biden.
Of course, there's a lot of people to keep straight here, from this grand jury investigation to the work of the January 6th committee in Congress. Where might all of this lead? Of course, you just spelled out some of the possible charges, but can anyone say where exactly it's leading and how long it all might take?
No, but I'll warn everybody listening that criminal investigations of even just basic, you know, drug gangs in Washington, D.C. can take years. And this investigation has all the markings of something that could take years. It really got into full swing earlier this year. And in April, for example, the Department of Justice obtained phone data for a series of both senior and junior Trump White House aides, up to and including former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. They're in the early days of this part of the investigation. We're not talking about the rioters. We're not talking about the domestic extremists who marched up in stacks along the Capitol and attacked police officers. We're talking about people inside the White House who were, by the witness testimony that's been provided so far, falsely claiming the election was rigged and using the levers of power inside the Oval Office and inside the executive branch to achieve their nefarious scheme. As for other critical things about where this might lead, you know, it's very unusual for political officials to be charged with crimes. And it's never happened before that a former president was prosecuted by the Department of Justice. However, in this instance, the evidence about Trump's role, already described in pretty haunting detail by the January 6th committee, gives the Department of Justice reason to probe his actions and his role here. And Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, has said numerous times politics won't influence their investigation. They'll go where the facts lead. And if the facts lead them, they will not let anyone who was engaged in a crime get away with that.